GTC NCTL crossover game. Get everything in position here exactly so I have enough room to take all of my stats. Indeed it is number 32, Jonathan Bisher, your last start for Ubley. Ubley coming out in their black jerseys, orange down the sides, Deckerville in their home whites with maroon down the sides, and the tip is won by Deckerville. Here come the Eagles, right to left across your radio. Working around to the high post to Spatzel. Skip pass over to number 12, left wing up for the three. This is off the mark. Bowerman, rebound by himself. And he gets the second shot that he shot as well. No good. And it's over to the right wing to number 24, Kurt Fritsch. Right wing, Fritsch with a three. No, off the mark. Rebound, Ubley. Here they come. 0-0, 7.5 to play in the first. Jeffrey Wright, left wing in his black uniform, or to the left corner. Right again, into the corner to Kaboski. Back to Wright. Klam is at the high post trying to get in there, but he's covered up by the big man Spatzel. Underneath the zone, gives it into Bisher. He's triple teamed, and now we have a whistle. And it's going to be 3 seconds called against Ubley, their first turnover of the night. It's still 0-0. 7:07 left in the first quarter.
As you mentioned, the zone is being employed by both teams.
Or left wing for Deckerville. That's Bowerman into the corner. Back to Bowerman, at the high post, number 24. Fritsch actually steps back for three. This one's no good. And rebound, Ubley. On the march is Kurt Kaboski down to the right corner. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Now Mirop in the right corner. And it's nearly picked off by Deckerville, but up to the top, over to the left wing, to right. He pulls up for the jump shot inside. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Klama. And he can't hang on to it. Finally goes up for it. And it is blocked by Deckerville. Number 14 for the Eagles, Petullo, drives into the lane, and he is hammered on the way down. He goes down hard as Mirop was there with the body, and this will be the first team foul against Ubley. And it's going to be against number 20, Daniel Mirop, 6'1" senior for the Bearcats. Deckerville gets the ball on the baseline underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio.
That foul probably could have gone the other way if Daniel didn't go into him, if he would have just waited for the Deckerville player to go ahead and plow him right through.
And
things change.
He's still a little shaken up. It was a hard hit. Clean hit, but just a hard hit. As number 14, Dylan Petullo, now walking off on his own, under his own power. It seems to be okay. He will sit down for a second here. And we have our first sub of the night, number 10, Chandler Stoutenberg, has entered the game. It's still 0-0, 6:16 left in the first quarter. Deckerville with the ball, top of the key. Stoutenberg with it over to the right wing to Bowerman. Bowerman gets a screen to the right from Fritsch. Bowerman's being guarded by Kaboski. Feeds it in to Spatzel, kicks it back out top of the key. Fritsch for three, off the mark. Rebound, Deckerville, and we have a whistle. Fourth offensive rebound for Deckerville already on the night. Second team foul against Deckerville goes against Jonathan Bisher, his first. Deckerville inbounding it underneath their own hoop. Bowerman kicks it into the right wing, extended all the way at half court to Stoutenberg. Picks up his dribble, top of the key. Bowerman dribbles a few times. Gins Kaboski feeds it into the corner to Palmer. Bowerman, right wing, resets the offense against Kaboski. Coming back to the top of the key. 5:40 left in the first, 0-0 tie, Ubley and Deckerville.
The Eagles have taken five shots, and four of them are trays.
Stoutenberg, left wing, back over to the right corner to number 32. Palmer for the jump shot. Actually, it's a three, and this one's good. The ceasefire is broken. It's 3-0, Deckerville leading. 5:20 left in the first quarter. Jeff Wright, left wing. Feeds into Bisher. Now is Kaboski in the corner. Back into Jeff Wright for three. Up, it's up. And this one's good. Back to a tie ball game. Three apiece. Jeffrey Wright with a three. 5:05 left in the first. 3-3. Bowerman down to the left corner to number Palmer. Back up to Spatzel for the jump shot from the high post. No good. Rebound, Deckerville. And Bowerman puts it in for two. Deckerville cleaning up the boards. They have 6 rebounds on the night so far, 5 offensive. Jeff Wright dribbles in, feeds it down to Klama. He can't hang on to it, but it's last touched by an Eagle jersey. Ugly ball underneath their own hoop right side of your radio. Kabowski inbounds this one. To Klama right in the corner. Classic Ugly play. They feed it right back to Kabowski, and he hits the 3 in the corner. And now Ugly is out to the lead at 6-5. They lead by 1. Kabowski with the steal. Picks up his dribble in the right corner. Jeff Wright drives into the lane. The floater's up, and this one's good. Ugly firing all centers. They lead by 3, 8-5.
Most of the damage, of course, is done by Kabowski and Wright, the dynamic duo.
Over to the right corner to Palmer. Feeds it into the right post. This one's blocked by Klama. The shot from Palmer. Spatzel has it. Now back at Bowerman for the long 2. This one's no good. Rebound, Ugly. Pressure coming from Deckerville. Wright breaks it. Feeds it over to Miron for 3. This one's no good. Rebound, Deckerville. It's 8-5. Ugly leading by 3. And we have a timeout called by Deckerville. On the WLEW Sports Network, we'll stick with you here. John Mooney, what have you seen thus far?
What I see is a lot of action up on top. Nobody wants to go inside. That's where I think the game is going to be won and lost. I mean, you got Spatzel right there. He has worked on his low post moves. I've seen them 3 times now. This will be our 4th time. I think he's pretty impressive when he has room, and he's got some room right now, but he hasn't only seen the ball maybe 1 time inside, and that's why he took a tray attempt. A little bit later, so I don't know. As far as Ugly is concerned, they're doing exactly what they want to do and what they always do, basically, is create havoc with their guards.
Take another timeout. Deckerville ball on the side, far side of your radio. Number 32 inbounding it, Colton Palmer into the hands of Keegan Bowerman. He has 2 points of Deckerville's 5. Being guarded by Kirk Kabowski, goes behind the back to his right, picks up his dribble to the right wing, now into the hands of Palmer. Palmer. Over to Stoutenberg, left wing, dribbling against Jeff Wright. To the high post, can't get any further. Fritsch down to Spatzel, left corner, back top of the key. To Stoutenberg, over to the right corner. Dribbling down the baseline, goes up for the jump shot. That floated 2 from Bowerman. That one's no good. Last touched by Ugly. Deckerville ball underneath throwing hoop, left side of the radio. Bowerman inbounds to left corner, back into Fritsch. Left wing, he fires this 3. This is off the mark. Rebound still loose and brought in by the big man, Spatzel. Or left corner, nearly thrown out of bounds into the hands of Bowerman. Top of the key, Fritsch. Back to Bowerman. Double team coming from there. Back to Fritsch, top of the key, over to the right wing to Stoutenberg. Stoutenberg feeds it into the right post, kicks it back out from Palmer. Stoutenberg drives into the lane, goes up, and they're going to say clean block, and it's brought in by Ugly. Jeff Wright, left wing. Kabowski from the left corner for 3. This one's no good. Offensive rebound by Mirop. Kicks it back over to Kabowski. Tipped out of bounds by Deckerville. Substitution coming in for the Eagles. That's number 14, Dylan Petullo, who actually started this game. And he gives Kurt Fritsch a little bit of a breather with 2:39 left in the first. Ugly leading by 3, 8-5. Jeff Wright, left wing, into the corner to Kabowski for another 3 attempt. This one's in and out. No good. Rebound, Deckerville. Keegan Bowerman taking his time across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Pulls up for the 3 just off the mark, and this one's in for 2. It's 8-7. Deckerville trailing by 1. I thought that was a 3 there, John.
Looked like a 2.
2
it's
indeed.
It's way away from us.
As Kabowski takes the shot. It is no good. Scooped up by Mirop, and he gets it to fall. It's now 10-7. Ugly leading by 3. Number 10, Stoutenberg, kicks it over to the right baseline. And there is Kirk Kabowski to steal it away. As it's 10-7, Ugly with the ball with 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Mirau for the long 2, left wing, no good. Rebound, Deckerville. Here come the Eagles. They slow it down once across the timeline. Over to the right wing to Bowerman. Back up to Spatzel for the long 2 jump shot. This one's off the mark. And rebound, Kabowski. Ubley trying to push it. 75 seconds left in the first.